Now, as we now know, the NRL Integrity Unit has sent drug testers up to Newcastle, with Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann required to provide urine samples after that video of them emerged showing both players leaving the toilet cubicle at the Delaney pub in Newcastle. Yesterday, as well, the Knights stood down Inari Tuala and Bradman Best for being late to the team bus. It's becoming clear the standards have dropped considerably around this team and around this club this season. As reported in the Daily Telegraph this morning, players are turning up to training late, some of them, not wearing appropriate club uniforms at all times, some of them. Small things that ask anybody who's been in that team environment can have a snowball effect, especially when your season's going down the gurgler. So the snowball effect is magnified tenfold. Peter Parr addressed the media yesterday. We thought he was going to address this one head on. We thought he was going to give us answers around penalties, for instance, or perhaps stripping the captaincy off Kalyn Ponga. He addressed it head on, but kind of did and kind of didn't answer anything. Only really that until the integrity unit does its thing, there is nothing much to report. Here's Peter Parr yesterday.
We haven't discussed any punishment yet because we don't know if there's any punishment to be had. You know, we run the process, work out exactly what's happened or what hasn't happened, and then make some decisions there. But we don't have to make any decisions on that yet because the process hasn't been finalised. And as I said, we don't even know whether punishment is necessary yet. We've had some conversations with the players. Now the integrity unit is running the process. It'd be inappropriate of me to comment on any of the confidential conversations until the process is completed. It's not a great look, but all the facts haven't been established yet, so let's wait until the process is finished. Let the integrity unit do what they need to do. We'll cooperate with them and then we'll make some decisions if we have to. Just because it's not a good look doesn't mean that doesn't straight away mean that somebody's done anything wrong. So let's let that process run its course and we'll see what happens after that.
So that's what unfolded yesterday. You heard it right here. If you were tuned into my program, we brought it to you live from the Fox News coverage. So I tell you one thing, the Newcastle Knights should be very happy that they've got their man in Peter Parr there as director of football. He's seen this movie 1,000 times. He's dealt with it before, and he did the job that he needed to do yesterday. I don't know if it was the job Newcastle fans would have liked to have seen, because it was straight bat territory, the straightest of straight bats. So very good for the optics of the club. But Newcastle fans, I'd like to know your reaction to that. Did you get what you wanted out of that, or did you just get a nice, polished, professional performance from Peter Parr, widely respected in the game? Now, interesting to note in the Telly's report this morning about Parr and his tenure at North Queensland, his three non-negotiables at the Cowboys were punctuality, dress codes, and off-field conduct. So punctuality appears to be a problem, dress codes appear to be a problem, and off-field conduct appears to be a problem at the Newcastle Knights. Don't know how big they are, but as I said, snowball effect when you're losing is sometimes out of control. So do you think that that message and those 3 points are now ringing in the ears of the Knights players after the events of the last week and the last 24, 48 hours? You'd hope so. I'm sure Knights fans, like I say, would have loved to have heard a bit of that direction from Peter Parr yesterday, but it was straight bat, Sam. Next stop, what comes out of the integrity unit, we'll have to wait and see. But if there is a turnaround in the Newcastle Knights, and if it's starting right now, you would hope that by the end of yesterday, if not right now this morning, the entire Knights players squad is being sat down and have that ringing in their ears. Punctuality, dress codes, off-field conduct, not negotiable at this club. And then we'll take care of what happens on the field as well. And Adam O'Brien, that's over to you. Kalyn Ponga, that's over to you. The other high-profile players at the club, that's over to you. But this is where it starts, and this is where it has to start for the Newcastle Knights.